Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
It might be a shock to the system at first. Mm-hmm. After maybe a year, I realized like everything changed.
And I feel like it put a mirror in front of my face in a way.
You don't know anyone and you don't know anything.
I feel like the path that I took worked out for me.
What I really struggled with was...
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anushrina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about all the things we wish we knew before moving to Lisbon and everything we would have done differently if we had to do it again.
Yes.
And so that you don't have to make the same mistakes as we did if you're thinking of moving here.
Yes, learn from us.
Exactly. And before we dive into it, we would like to remind you to like, share, and subscribe so you don't miss our new episodes.
Yes, and remember you can sign up for our Patreon page where we have extra material, extra tips, bonuses, and...
Lisbon vlogs.
There you go. If you would just like to sign up to support us, that would be amazing as well.
Thanks. All right, let's dive into it.
Yes.
What's something you now wish you worried less about when it comes to like... moving and the whole process?
There's actually a couple of things.
As always.
Yes. First off, I would have to say being more aware of mold. Ooh. And knowing what mold is and how to treat it and how to prevent it and knowing signs of it. That's something that I did not know before moving here. Another thing would be finding a really good pet sitter.
Oh, yes,
because I do feel like me not being comfortable, because I'm very, very mama bear over my dog Bella, and I will f*** anyone up who hurts her. So, so I'm very particular on giving her like away to someone to watch, because I'm just like, I'm going to be stressed out and thinking, like, is she okay? And, like, all these things. Because she's, like, my heart. So, and back in L.A., I had really good friends that we would babysit each other dogs. So it was, like, and they were very comfortable with each other. So if I was, I would really love for her to, like, find another dog friend.
Aww.
So that she could, like, they could, like, play and, like, because she doesn't have a dog friend like she had back in the States. So I would say, like, finding that for her would, like, really, like, ease a lot of, like, stress off of me. Also, in the fact of, like, if I wanted to travel and go somewhere else, because I do feel I end up holding myself back from taking extra trips and everything because I have her here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I completely get that. It's like, I also have pets and it's just, it makes you a lot less flexible and it's like always on your mind. And even I have dreams that I just leave my pets inside of my apartment with 30 degrees and like they are there alone for days and then they die. That's like a dream that I have like often because it's so in your head. That's, yeah, so I completely get it.
Yeah.
But I thought of this question as a bit differently because I felt like before moving here, I worried too much about, for example, finding an apartment. And after all, it was like looking back at the process now, it was all super easy. So I'm like, I wish I worried less about it beforehand but because it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
It was like I was afraid that I... maybe would get scammed or I couldn't find a place or I would find a place that I was paying too much for and I couldn't afford it, or that I have to find like a roommate, or just, yeah, I don't know. I had all these concerns, which obviously it's normal, especially with moving abroad and like figuring everything out alone. Yeah. But in the end, everything worked out so smoothly, and maybe that's also because I was aware and I did research, so maybe it is a combination of things. Mm-hmm. But we also made an episode about how we found our apartments, if you're interested in the whole story. It's episode 20. Mm-hmm. That was just, yeah, such a good experience for me that I'm now looking back at it like, why was I so worried? Yeah. You know, why?
It's just like everything that you are afraid of, when you actually do it, mm-hmm. you realize it's like, that was nothing. Yeah. It's like the fear is bigger than the actual doing of the fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I was also really concerned about moving my pets here. I have two guinea pigs. At that time, I still had three. And I just, in my head, it was such a big thing. Like, I didn't know how to bring them here because they can't go on the plane because of their sensitive ears. So I had to move them, like, with a car or a van or whatever to Portugal. And it was such, it just held me back also, because I was just afraid, like, I didn't know how to do that. And I also didn't know at that time there were companies that would move pets, like, within Europe as, like, yeah, their job, basically. I didn't know that existed. So that was another whole research that I had to do. And in the end, I did it myself just by renting a camper for a week and driving here. And that all went so easy as well. Like, no border control. We didn't have any problems with the van. So I'm like, yeah, I was seeing all these problems, but it was just, you couldn't just drive here. Like, who cares with your guinea pigs in the van? Like, why not?
Yeah, I know. Let's get more into it. So what's something that would have made your life in Lisbon much easier? Being here for almost 2 years now.
Yeah. I think it's multiple things, because of course in the beginning you don't know anyone and you don't know anything. So it's like you don't have anyone to ask, like, hey, how can I do this?
Yeah.
So it's like you either use like Google or Facebook groups with like tips and stuff. But basically it's just you alone figuring things out.
Yeah.
And what I really struggled with was I really wanted to learn Portuguese. And I remember in the beginning, I think it was in my second month that I was here, I already signed up for free lessons, because I was like searching on Google and I found that you can do like free lessons at like a school. But the waiting list was around 2 years. And yeah, that's crazy, because I mean, it makes sense. There's a lot of foreigners here, like a lot of people wanting to learn the language, and it's free. So yeah, makes sense. But in the meantime, I just started learning myself, and we're now 2 years ahead and there's still like no place for me to start classes. So I just wanted to do something else to upgrade. Like, for me, the speaking is the problem, because I do read, I can understand it, I can write it even, but I just don't speak enough. So that's why I wanted to have like private lessons with a teacher to just speak, and that she could also like correct me, because it's always different when talking with friends or something. It's like they don't have that much patience, and it's, you always switch to English, right? Because it's like easier, and it's, I really want someone to be like, no, only Portuguese, and I'm gonna correct you, and you know, really help me. But I didn't know where to find like a private teacher, because it's like, I don't know anyone right now that has like private lessons. And it's like, you can just Google, of course, but then how do you know if the teacher is really like professional and delivers quality? And also, I didn't have any idea about the prices. So I was a bit lost in that sense. That's also why it took me so long to sign up for private lessons. But then I came across the platform called Localista, and there I found recommended teachers that can help you with improving speaking Portuguese, because I didn't want to have just lessons, you know, because I'm already like studying and I don't have any problem with studying alone. It's just the speaking part that you can't really do when you're alone. I mean, technically you can, but I just really wanted someone to help me. So now I started I'm actually gonna start. I already had my intake, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna start with one lesson a week. It's just 1 hour of speaking Portuguese online, and then after a month, when she has more time, we're going to do the lessons like in person, because that's also really what I was looking for, mm-hmm. and also really hard to find, because it's mostly like group lessons and online, and I didn't want to do anything of that. So what really helped me on Localista was that you could filter like private teaching and not only like the language schools, because that's also an option, but it just wasn't for me.
So
that's also something that was such a big thing in my head, and in the end it was so easy to find like someone that I connected with just through the platform.
What's really cool about Localista is that it's for expats. Mm-hmm. It's for foreigners. And what's really cool is like everyone speaks English. Mm-hmm. Like you have to speak English to be on the platform. And what's really cool is that it's an invite only, even for like me or for you. In order to get on the platform, you have to be invited. Mm-hmm. So it makes it very unique. And then also the people, the professionals that are on there, they're like completely reviewed, like hardcore. Mm-hmm. Like, and like, you can't pay to like get your listing up higher. It's like, no. And then like, if you, let's say you book a professional on the platform and then they actually call you mm-hmm. on the phone mm-hmm. to get a real review. There's no like punching 5 stars. There's no like, oh yeah, it was good. It's like, no, what happened? Mm-hmm. We want to know everything.
But I really like that, because also I'm really mm-hmm. like a review person. Mm-hmm. They always say like Dutch and German people, they write the best reviews because they're honest. Mm-hmm. But I really like to read the reviews also. And just by this Portuguese teacher, I had a really good feeling just by reading the reviews.
Yeah.
Because they were like very detailed and about her communication and just about everything. So
yeah, it is very detailed too. And then it tells you like even like what you think about the price and everything. And like I love how people were like just very honest, because mm-hmm. I was actually looking on Localista for a pet sitter. So I was researching some of the people that are on there, and I was reading the reviews, and it was like very interesting. Like one person said that like this particular person, like she feels very comfortable with her animal being with her, and she can tell like when her dog sees the person, like she gets really happy. So mm-hmm. she feels like super comfortable. But she did say like, I understand that the price is a bit high.
Oh.
But she said, I'm still going to book you again because my dog feels comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so most important.
You get what you pay for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I've been looking at the platform to find a good pet sitter for like long stays, for like when I want to go out of town, and actually found someone on there that I think would be really good. So I just have to send a little message and like talk. And I saw on the platform that she has like a lot of like smaller dogs, mm-hmm. and Bella, she feels more comfortable around smaller dogs.
Makes sense.
If I do end up using her, I would basically take Bella to her house, because everything is at her house, obviously. And she has like a lot of land mm-hmm. for the dogs to like run around, and see if the dogs like enjoy each other's company. And of course I would have to, it's a sense, a feeling mm-hmm. that I would have to get in order to feel comfortable. But yeah, I'm really excited about like finding this platform and being able to have all these services. And they even have like, if you need a handyman, like if you need an event planner, like anything that you can think of that you might need. I love it because you can just go there and you know that the people are super high quality mm-hmm. because they don't just let anyone in.
Exactly.
So, and everyone speaks English. So if you just like just getting here and you're like, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Localista.
Exactly. So, yeah. Check it out.
I know.
Link is in the description if you want to know more.
We'll put everything in the description. All right, let's go on to the next one.
Ooh. What would you have done differently socially, like in regards to making friends and building community, if you had to do it again?
Like, to be honest, I wouldn't do anything differently.
Nice.
Because to be honest, like coming here socially and just being able to find the platform where we met, and then learning more about Meetup and all the different platforms that are out here to meet people, it's so easy to meet people out here. It's just mm-hmm. like, it's just like, you want to meet people, like walk outside. It's like there are foreigners everywhere. If you don't want to meet foreigners, there's locals everywhere.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's a good mix.
And here, I feel like the locals aren't like as closed off as some people might think Portuguese people are. In regards to socially meeting people, I feel like the path that I took worked out for me. Mm-hmm. And I've met amazing people here, and I talk about that all the time. And I think I'm very surprised by all the amazing people that I've met here. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't do anything different.
Mm.
Yeah. What about for you?
Yeah, first of all, I'm also really happy with like my friend circle here, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's still expanding, although it's going like slower than in the beginning, obviously, because after a while I stopped like going to all these events and all these meetings, because it was like I already had like people around me that I really connected with and that mm-hmm. I really loved and I saw and see on like a regular basis, so mm-hmm. I didn't really feel the need to go to these events anymore. Mm-hmm. But I kind of, well, not regret it, that's like a too big word, but I mm-hmm. just feel like now, I don't know why, maybe it's because summer is starting, I feel like going out to these events more. It's just have that feeling to,
it's the weather, it makes you want to be more social.
I think so. It's like I just wanna kind of pick it up where I left it.
Yeah.
Because also like after living here for almost 2 years, it's also you kind of lose a connection sometimes also with people that you met mm-hmm. in the beginning, that just goes mm-hmm. naturally, like they go away or it's just you don't speak so much anymore. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like there's still room in my heart for
she's looking for a friend to go dancing with her, guys, so yes.
I love dance
can you
hall,
list so. The she likes dance hall, like
R&B people,
yes,
that
yes
type of music.
I go every now and again, but sometimes
it's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually the last time that I've been partying in Lisbon to like a party that I like was in February, so
February. Oh,
okay. It's about time. Yeah. But it's just I definitely need to find more party friends that yes. like the same music as I do.
Yeah.
It's not like I go out a lot, but yeah. it's just I would really love to go like maybe once a month or something now that it is summer.
Yeah,
if it's like a good party.
Yeah,
and
of course,
if it's someone that's also like on my level with like music and energy and drinking and like not staying to the end but staying maybe a bit longer than most friends that I have, so hit me up please.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Yes.
What did you underestimate the most?
Ooh, I think for me, it was just like moving here was about creating like a new environment mm-hmm. for myself and just changing my day to day life, but mm-hmm. not like radically, because yeah. I moved my business with me and I also wanted a lot of things to be the same.
Yeah.
But I felt like after, I think within the first year, it didn't happen immediately, but after maybe a year, I realized like everything changed, and that was not really what I was expecting, hoping, looking for, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it just happened naturally, because mm-hmm. I think with like moving abroad, it's like you learn so much, and it's like your mindset changes according to where you go, your perspective
yeah.
changes. And for me, it was just, I don't know, just something. Like everything changed for me, not just something, everything changed mm-hmm. for me mentally. So I was just, all of a sudden I doubted like my work and some friends that I had, and I had some friendships, breakups mm-hmm. also, and just some things that I didn't really see coming.
A lot of changes.
Yeah.
So it happened all at once. You're like,
I
what
know,
the fuck?
I know. And yeah, we talked about this also on other episodes, but just, yeah, I didn't expect that all to happen, and then mm-hmm. so fast. So yeah, how about you?
It's called growth.
I know. It's so uncomfortable sometimes.
Very uncomfortable. That's why it's called growth.
Okay, therapist.
Yes, I know. But I would say what I underestimated the most, and I'm going to go back to this again, is when it comes to Bella and actually mm-hmm. finding like her a friend. Like I didn't think it would be this difficult to be here for a year and a half now, and she doesn't really have like a friend.
Oh,
I know.
Really?
No, she doesn't. And like, so Yeah, I really wish that she did.
But you always say, like, whenever you go to the park and stuff, that you always have people, like, coming up to you. And
yeah, people. And she's very particular. She doesn't like everybody. So
yeah. Okay, yeah.
So when she does like a dog, I'm like, oh, she likes a dog. Yay. And then I'm like, depending on who the person is or, like, I don't know. You just got to feel it. It can't be like, oh, can they hang out? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but also too, like, Bella can be like, she wants to hang out sometimes, and sometimes she just doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah,
so
makes sense. Yeah, maybe it's also nice if you connect with that person, you can really
hang out
more also, right? It's not only about them, but it's also about you creating.
That's another thing. And when I was saying, like, it depends on the person, because like, what if it's like a person I don't really want to hang out with, but
what if
the dogs like each other? Exactly. So then it's like
difficult.
I know. So it's been a journey.
Mm-hmm. What's one lesson that only moving abroad could have taught you? Deep.
Moving abroad has taught me a lot. I would say top of the list, bravery, self-love, confidence. I mean, you can't move abroad alone and not encompass all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I feel like it put a mirror in front of my face in a way, because it's like you look back and you're like, wow, I actually did that. Like, I still to this day, I wake up every day and I look outside my window and I'm like, I fucking live in Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? It's like crazy. And it's like, I really did it. Like, I'm really here, and like, I've built like a life here, and I feel like really comfortable here. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
What about for you?
Yeah, I would say, like, for me, it showed me that I can do even more than I was thinking I could do, in a sense, because I've had some pretty rough years before, like with a toxic relationship and like some heavy breakups. And at that moment, I was super low, but I was like, how do you say, like, overcoming it, like slowly, but I was growing and it was going better. And after moving here, I realized that all the things I did before, that was like nothing compared to this experience with like moving abroad alone. That was like next level, like, willpower and being strong. And like, I don't know, it just surprised me so much with like all the things I had to do alone, and I just did it.
I feel like every time you might have a thought where you like maybe have a thought of putting yourself down in some way, shape, or form, you can always be like, bitch, you fucking moved to another country by yourself. Like, snap out of it.
Exactly. Yes. I can put that in my personal portfolio. Like, wow, I did that. Yes.
That'll snap you out real quick.
I know. That's actually a really good one.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes. Okay, let's go to the last one.
Yes.
What advice would you give someone that's moving to Lisbon?
Yeah, I would say before moving here, I can really recommend Facebook, not for everything, but for research things. Mm-hmm. It works really well because there's like several groups about moving to Portugal, move to Lisbon, and you can find a lot of information there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you arrive here, you want to meet people and go to all these nice events. I really recommend Meetup.
Mm-hmm.
That's also how we met. Mm-hmm. We met through an event and we went for dinner, and that's how it all started.
Yeah.
And once you're here and you need something, like you said, like a handyman, or you want to learn Portuguese, or basically anything, and you don't have any recommendations from friends, and you don't know where to find it, definitely recommend using Localista to just find any service that you need here.
Yeah. I agree. I would say make a list of all the things that you can't live without, like in regards to like maybe spices or foods or things like that, and then pack them in your luggage.
Ooh, yes.
And bring them with you. Like also too, like if you're coming from the States, bring like measuring spoons and measuring cups, because if you already have recipes in the metrics of the U.S. metric system, like if you come here, they're not going to be the same.
You're going to have kilos and grams.
Yes. So that's one thing that I brought with me.
Smart.
I actually learned it off of one of the Facebook groups. So
see, there you go. Facebook.
Yeah. And then I would say, start early with learning the language.
Oh, yes.
Way before you get here, if you can.
Yes. Good one.
Start with like some apps, or you can even sign up for Localista and start with someone on that even before you get here, because they also have locations in Lisbon, Barcelona, and Madrid. So if you're going to any of those places, they'll be there too.
True.
So and then I would say last would be to be comfortable with everything being different. Like get comfortable with it, because everything is going to be different. Everything. So when something is presented to you in a different way than what you're used to, like it might be a shock to the system at first, but just like take a breath and be like, this is what I signed up for.
Yes, it's all part of the deal, guys.
It's all a part of the journey.
I love that. Yeah. It reminds me of when we went out for dinner and you got like a Caesar salad.
Oh.
And you were like, huh? So confused.
Yes. It was like a little piece of lettuce and then this big old slice of chicken and then like one crouton.
I was like, yeah, this is a Caesar salad and you're a bit normal. I was like, what are you talking about? No. It was so funny.
Yeah, I've got to a point where I had to try and make my own Caesar dressing because I missed it so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There you go, guys.
Love it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode. And remember to like, share, and subscribe. And remember to, you can sign up for our Patreon for extra material, tips, bonuses, blogs, all the good stuff.
Yes. And if you're listening instead of watching, we would also really appreciate it if you can follow us on the platform you're listening on and also rate us.
Yes.
Because that will help us to reach more people. So
yes.
Thanks.
All right, guys, well, we will see you in the next one, and this is
from Lisbon with love. Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us
and for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. All of us
from Lisbon with love.